Welcome to The Lovers,
The Dreamers,
The podcast,
starring Joey Love
and Michaela Burridge.
Welcome back to The Lovers, The Dreamers, The podcast.
Yay!
Oh my goodness, it is so good.
Bean Bunny Week.
Oh, it's Bean Bunny Week.
Finally.
So.
Bean.
Bunny. Bean. Bunny. Bean. Bunny. Bean. Bunny. Bean. Bunny. How long can we keep this up? And that's the entire
episode. I like to fall asleep to podcasts, which means that Rex also has to fall asleep to podcasts, and they do not like it nearly as much as I do, but they're a very loving partner. But sometimes it just plays through my rotation of podcasts. And of course, naturally, I follow our podcast because I support you and myself.
Right.
And so sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll like wake up to pee or something and just hear our voices. It's terrifying to wake up and hear your own voice, but arguably scarier to wake up in the middle of the night in my house and hear your voice.
Now, little does Michaela know that I'm actually just hovering like Spider-Man crawled onto the ceiling, just repeating word for word our podcast. So, no, that's so funny.
So I can't wait for like 2 weeks from now when I wake up to Bean, it's like,
Bean, Bunny. So funny. That'll startle you awake. That'll be like, oh, this is so peaceful. So Bean Bunny.
As if you're not my nightmares enough anyway.
So if you couldn't tell by now, almost 2 minutes in,
we're pretty excited
about Bean Bunny Week. And normally we started this series where we were gonna do 5 Muppets an episode and talk about like the ones that were picked for the 70th anniversary. We're still going to do that. However, we're going to go back to an old thing that we did way back when, where we did a character introspective, because we just love Bean Bunny so much.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys already knew that. But because of our love for Bean Bunny, we felt that it was only right for us to just talk about a little bit of history about Bean Bunny, talk about our favorite moments about Bean Bunny, and just celebrate our favorite bunny.
Wait.
Would you say he's your favorite bunny?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Is this finally justice for Bean Bunny?
Only for a week,
I feel like.
Because, like, yes, it's justice for Bean Bunny because we're getting him for a week and we get to celebrate him and all the, you know, things connected to him. But, like, once this week is over, one, we'll go on to a new Muppet, so that's their week now. It's no longer about Bean Bunny. And also, too, I think because we're losing Muppet Vision, that's still like...
There is no justice until he's returned to us.
I know. Like eventually we need somebody in the higher-ups of, like, Muppet Studios or Disney Imagineering or whatever to, like... It's not really justice for Bean Bunny. It's more justice for
us and
the Muppets, where... We just get a Bean Bunny animatronic and like a bunch of Bean Bunny merch. So
I don't know how many people or if you have seen like the like TikToks and stuff coming out of Epic Universe now.
Uh-huh.
With spoiler warning for anyone trying to avoid Epic Universe.
La 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 la. You can tell them. La 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 la. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny.
So, but they have so many like interactive characters in various scales.
Right.
And that was kind of a pun, but I didn't mean for it to be. I meant like scale size wise, not like.
It's, you know, I've always said jokes are funny when you explain them to me. That's, tell me more.
I'm so giggly this morning, I don't know why. I had terrible dreams last night, and I think that I'm overcompensating. I'm like, thank God I'm awake and not having terrible dreams anymore.
Yeah, tell me about it. I have back problems from sleeping on your ceiling, so. Yeah,
it's not very comfortable.
Yeah.
We do have a plush Snorlax hanging from our ceiling fan, though. So at least you would have.
Oh, not in the bedroom? Oh. Yeah.
So clearly you weren't in there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I blew my cover. I was in the closet the whole time.
Joey, it's 2025.
Guys, I am Bean Bunny. It's my time. It's time for me to set the record straight. I identify as a bunny of the bean variety. On this episode of Why Did Joey McHale Get Canceled? It's not a bad podcast. This is the introduction.
Like, this like 3 minutes where you can't hear me because I'm laughing so hard it's silent.
I think people will understand what's happening.
Yeah. Anyone who actually knows us will know exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, and now's the part where she's crying.
So yes. What's
the thing? Oh yeah, different sizes of animatronics. And wow, we really strayed from the path there for a sec.
Yeah.
But if we had, like, a little tiny bean, well, first of all, I would just pick him up and run.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bigger, eventual, you know, different episode than this one. But, like, when they had the Villains Unleashed event back in 2014, I think it was, when they had the, like, meetable Constantine. And, like, it was, you know, the size of what Constantine... And I don't know if it was an animatronic or if it was a Muppet performer or what, but I would love for them to do more things like that.
That would be so cool, like, great moments in history.
Yeah, like something... Well, and, you know, just anything Muppets-related.
Yeah.
I made a joke recently about how the Hall of Presidents we were talking about was, like... You know, we were saying, I forgot that you were there. So that's why I was saying that it was, I said something when I was actually both of us saying how, like, the Hall of Presidents should become Muppets themed. That, like, I feel like that just makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Because nothing screams America more than the Muppets.
I agree.
So, in a good way. There's a lot of good, there's a lot of bad things that scream America. But, like, in terms of, like, the list of good things, which is very short, I would say Muppets.
It's Sam Eagle.
Yeah, Sam Eagle. Also,
can we give him his 3-hour finale?
Probably. He's gonna, I feel like if they moved Muppet Vision to the Hall of Presidents, I think that would be very cool. I think that, like, that scope, the size of that theater, I think
that could be fun. All of the buildings that I'm like, ah, yes, a building that I would put Muppet Vision in, that's probably not the one I would do. But I would put it anywhere.
What would be your go-to building then?
Well, are we talking realistically or like what I actually think is going to happen? Like how we'll get it back or...
Well, I feel like...
If I could repurpose any building.
I would say repurpose any building because I feel like we probably have a similar idea of what they're going to do realistically.
Yeah. As far as like repurposing any building, I think... that it would stay somewhere in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And I would, so do you remember we don't remember because we are too young. Do you remember seeing footage and hearing about the, like, Here Come the Muppets, like, live show, stage show?
Yes, yes.
That was where Voyage of the Little Mermaid is now.
Right.
That stage show. So I think having it, like, something, like, there or the Playhouse, not Playhouse Disney, that's how old I am. Disney Junior.
Yeah.
That's what it's called now. I just looked at Joey like, what is it called? The Disney Junior Live on Stage. Like, having it somewhere like that kind of big.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for Muppet Vision in its current state, but like...
Yeah.
A big extravaganza.
I'm curious what they would do, because if the preservation thing winds up working out the way that they say that, you know, they're... You know, everyone's thinking that it's going to.
Yeah.
That I'm just thinking about how California Adventure with their Muppet Vision, like their queue was so different, and then they had like our version was Muppet Labs, and then theirs was like Muppet FX Labs or something like that. But the internal structure was pretty spot on. I think theirs is slightly bigger or was slightly bigger. So it's all a matter of, like, I don't know how they would structure that, if they would, like, try to recreate it and make it into, like, you know, a bigger or smaller space, or if they would just, like, completely redesign it. Because, like, I think internally, the outside theater doesn't really need to be... All you really need is just Statler and Waldorf here, Bean Bunny on the other side, and then a Swedish Chef in the back, and then everything can kind of just, like, be whatever, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Realistically speaking, we know that the Villains show, which they just released, like, a preview clip of, because it's opening about a month from now.
Yeah, May 27th,
yeah, I think. Both the Little Mermaid show and the Villains show will be opening May 27th, which, good luck, Hollywood Studios. I am excited to see both of those shows.
Yeah.
However, it is pretty clear that the Villains one, and I think they've even said, is a temporary show.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I think is that they're using that as, like, a dress rehearsal and, like, interest gauge for what kind of entertainment they want when they build Villains Land.
Yeah,
keep the hype up, keep the performers engaged. And, like, test effects, test makeup, test costumes.
Right.
And then when Rock and Roller Coaster becomes Electric Mayhem, then they'll take the theater and turn that into Muppet Vision, which also gives them enough time to do whatever kind of farewell, merchandise, whatever, and then it'll be, like, cold enough to be like, oh my god, the Muppets are coming back, and they can do another big merchandise, whatever campaign. They'll make their money off of it.
Yeah.
Which is my very, like, cynical way to look at this, but...
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's what they wind up doing. That's exactly what I thought and still think is going to happen. I also would counter, though, that the Villains show feels as though that less likely that it was to gauge interest for the Villains Land and more just a greenlit project that now has turned into that, because I think that, like, you know, I'm sure there's internal conversations, but I can't imagine that, like, you know, a team that's working on one project is in as much communication as a team on another project.
Right.
So I think that what probably wound up happening was, like, oh, we're going to do this Villain show. Awesome, cool, it's getting greenlit. And then the, you know, the upper management of everybody was like, you know what, they want the Villains Land, let's do the Villains Land. And then they were like, I guess this kind of works out in that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree. I think that, I hope that Muppet Vision winds up being put there. They can easily just, like, grab, like, the fountain and put it right smack dab in the middle.
Why don't we take the Miss Piggy fountain and move it somewhere else?
Also, I knew that I knew this, but, and this is kind of off topic to what we were just talking about, but it's about the fountain. I knew that I knew this, but I completely forgot. I forgot that the fountain moved.
Yeah, that fountain over the last, like, 10 years or so, they've taken away so much from it. I forgot that, like, Fozzie and Gonzo used to be in there, and Rizzo, like, everybody used to be part of it.
Yeah.
And they've just, like, scaled it back and back and back and back. And now it's, like, just Piggy, and sometimes the water's not even on.
Yeah, I saw a video that somebody posted on TikTok that was, like, of just the statue moving in, like, 2015 or something like that. And I was like, oh, I forgot that it, like you said, I forgot it had Fozzie on it, forgot it had Animal on it with the camera. Like, I forgot those elements of it, and then I just forgot that it spun. I was like, oh, I knew that I knew that, but, like, just had to see the visual of it, and it makes it kind of, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those, it's like, it's the logic that I had with Splash Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, oh, well, they're letting it get into disrepair, so it's going to close eventually, and that is what it is. But, like, they did it in such a way that was, like, it was such a slow, gradual thing that I think, like, there was no time for people to be like, well, this is going to go somewhere, because, like, I didn't notice it. I'm sure there were people that maybe were more observant that are probably going to think that I'm wrong about that, but, like...
I mean, I think with the fountain specifically, they did, I mean, just like any water feature or water ride or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they did routine maintenance on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, every year they would kind of, or every 2 years or whatever, they would kind of, like, put some walls up around it, fix it up a little bit, and then, like, one rat would be gone. And then the next year they would, like, do it again, drain it, clean it, fix the pipes, whatever, and Fozzie was gone, you know. And you're right, it happened so, like, huh. And, you know, I always kind of was like, well, you know, like, they put him back.
Right.
You know, they just haven't yet, and I just, you know, don't come to the parks enough, to, especially before I lived here, worked here, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I was always like, oh, it just so happens that both times that I've come here in the past 4 years, it's gone, you know.
Yeah. No, I hope that they move the fountain and they also restore it, because I think that would
be really cool.
That would be really cool, and I think that would make a lot of fans who are very upset about all the changes that, you know, I mean, not to say that we aren't upset, but I think that if they were able to bring as much of Muppets Courtyard to whatever they're going to call this new area, it's like Muppets Courtyard 2.0 or whatever, that I think that would sort of drown out the voices that are super, super negative about the changes.
Yeah.
Now, before we get on to the main topic of our episode, I did...
Joey's going to kill me.
I hated that. Before we get to everything, I have your birthday gift.
My birthday gift?
Yeah. It finally came in, but there's an extra part that you don't know about with it. So, here's that first part that...
Oh, I should have waited to make my coffee. Oh, he's so cute.
It's your Fozzie Bear mug.
Thank you.
Do you want to try to remember the name of it that you botched in the...
I did, and I did get several listener comments about how the first time
I was really
the second time I botched it.
I was really expecting you to be like, oh, it's a Sigma Gamma. But
it's so cute. His little face. He's like, come on.
Yeah, I like that the colors
he's
really
perfect.
Pop. Yeah,
he's
no.
Great condition.
I've said this before on the podcast that I'm so meticulous about, like, condition and quality control and stuff. So, like, when I saw how good it was, that I was like, oh, that's the one that I was going to... These are just ones that were faded and ones that were chipped. But and then here's your other one. I want you to... Hold on. I want to try to get it in the right way. So this is the thing that my mom got.
Aww.
And so I want you to close your eyes, and silence is great for a podcast.
It is. Also, these visuals, perfect podcast material.
Yeah, I know. And open.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and then you're probably wondering, what does the front of it look like?
Oh my gosh, it's the shirt you're wearing. That's
so
cute.
Yeah, we have the same shirt.
We have matching podcast shirts. So the front, so it's a very cute, very soft white t-shirt. And the front has a very perfect little podcasting mic. In fact, Joey came in with his backpack on. We're recording at my apartment again. Joey came in with his backpack on, and I was like, oh, what a cute little podcasty shirt. I'm so dumb. And then the back has our podcast logo. It's our first podcast merch.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, she.
That's so cute.
She literally texted me yesterday, being like, "Did you give Michaela the shirt?" And I did not respond because I was like, you know, I was gonna do it, and I was waiting for the next time that we recorded. But
that's so cute.
Yeah.
And we can wear them when we go to do our thing.
Yeah, that was my thought too. I was like,
yes.
I was like, we'll go for when we do our Eat the Menu podcast episode and first YouTube video when that
surprise.
Yeah, so
with all of our special guests and fun stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah.
That's all getting planned in the works. But yeah, so I think that's gonna be really cool.
This is so very cute. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So let's get to the meat and potatoes.
I was just gonna say that. That's so funny.
What meat
I was
and
going
potatoes?
To say meat and potatoes.
That is funny.
The carrots and
jelly beans.
Yes.
If they're Easter bunnies. Also, as much as I love that this is Bean Bunny Week, there was no other option for this week. Like, it, truth
no, also, told. We were right.
Yeah. Well, and this only further cements that...
It also would have been a little bit funny to do somebody from the Electric Mayhem because Easter does, in fact, fall on 420.
Yeah. But they got through everybody, so...
Yeah.
They
should have saved someone.
I think that they're going to wind up doing Sam Eagle for 4th of July,
yeah,
for sure.
That would be a craziness.
Well, not to mention, 4th of July lands on a Friday. So that also, like, works out for that. But, so let's talk about Bean Bunny.
Sorry, I just realized that I don't have to work on the 4th of July. It's my least favorite day to work at the place that we work because...
I thought April Fool's was your least favorite.
I also hate working on April Fool's Day. I hate April Fool's Day because of my friends. I hate 4th of July because of the clientele.
Yeah, 4th of July is...
I hate my friends on April 1st. I hate the world on the 4th of July.
I'm not going to be there 4th of July this year, but I remember last year it was not great as well. So... I agree with that.
Yeah.
I prefer New Year's madness over 4th
yes,
of July madness.
Because at least New Year's, it's cold.
Yeah. No, oh, well,
and so
I mean,
people aren't, like, passing out hot, angry.
God, I can't. I wish that Florida was not as hot as it is, but, you know, that's the least of the problems with Florida.
I wish we didn't live in Florida.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk Bean Bunny. So Bean Bunny was performed by Steve Whitmire, who we are obsessed with, we love, many of you love, and he's great. Made his debut in 1986, and he was first appeared in the television special The Tale of the Bunny Picnic. It would help if I knew how to speak.
Or read.
Or read, yeah. That would, my notes are... in front of me.
Donate today to teach Joey Love how to read.
for a measly price of several jelly beans.
I have jelly beans. Do you want some?
No. The only reason why I'm thinking about them is because backstory. Do you know about the musical Gutenberg?
Yes.
Okay. So I went to see it.
Yes.
And when I went, the first, like, scene of the musical, they're talking about, like, the history of the printing press, because that's essentially what the whole concept is. It's like, what if we did Hamilton, but instead of it being about Hamilton, it's about the guy who invented the printing press.
Yeah.
And so they're telling his backstory, and as they're doing this, they're like, we'll give the baby medicine. And then they're like, that's not medicine, they're jelly beans. And he's like, jelly beans? Not medicine? And so that is quoted between me and Jade a lot ever since we saw that. And so I have a Gutenberg mug. And then she just said yesterday, she was like, why don't we fill the mug with all of our jelly beans?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we have a
mug filling.
I would
imagine you got jelly beans in the same place I got jelly beans.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Muffin kept sticking her face in the jelly beans.
Aww.
So that top layer of jelly beans just has
her
cat fur and her snot all over it.
Yum.
So I will not be eating those.
Actually, those are Joey's favorite kind of jelly beans. Don't let him fool you.
These are very tasty. Anyway, in 1989, Bean was part of the Jim Henson Hour cast. The Jim Henson Hour just celebrated an anniversary, too. I don't know what year anniversary it was, but that was like a couple of days ago to a week ago. And he's always just known to be the, like, cute and the innocent Muppet that, never really involved with anything other than just, like, childlike antics. And obviously most people would know him through Muppet Vision.
Which is, of course, my favorite Bean Bunny project.
Yeah. I think Bean Bunny gets a lot of love through that. And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in the same way that people maybe view Waldo, the Spirit of 3D, that they think that maybe Muppet Vision is, like, where he's from.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because
You forgot to mention a very important Bean Bunny appearance.
What?
As the little boy in Muppet's Christmas Carol.
That's true.
The one as big as me.
Yeah.
I sent Joey a meme yesterday that said, nothing really matters. You can watch Muppet Christmas Carol and eat a bowl of mashed potatoes whenever you want.
Yeah, and
And Joey did not show up at my house with either of those things today. Mm-hmm. He came to my house with a lot of great things. However...
Nothing's ever good enough. You know? I bring you a mug that I'm not going to try to quote the name of, and I bring you a shirt that my mom didn't make, and...
But you didn't bring mashed potatoes.
But I didn't bring mashed potatoes.
At 9:30 in the morning.
Do you really want to go
to work? I really wanted mashed potatoes.
No, I was going to say, you really want to go to work with like a tummy ache with eating mashed potatoes at 9 in the morning.
I did eat leftover sushi for breakfast, and now I'm having a cup of coffee.
Oh,
so.
My God. That sounds awful.
I mean, it's only leftover from last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I still don't think I would ever eat sushi for breakfast. And I'm sure there's people who are looking at
that. I eat sushi for every meal of the day.
I love sushi, but I don't... I have such a sensitive tummy that if I throw off that ecosystem in there, it'll be a nightmare for all of us. Especially if I'm hanging on your ceiling. You can only imagine why. I'm threatening to poop on her.
Joey threatens to poop on me a lot, you guys. This is not the first time or the last time today.
But yes, Bean Bunny is segues are always our strong suit. Bean Bunny is also the little orphan boy that... what else is he? He's the orphan boy. That's what he is. Why are you laughing? He's literally shivering in the snow.
I'm just picturing him and how much I love him.
Yeah, you love him so much.
I do.
And
you know what? Justice for Bean Bunny, they have never made a good plush with that guy.
Oh, I forgot to bring my plush.
Ugh, Joey.
Ugh.
God, no mashed potatoes, no Bean Bunny. Joey's crossing his arms like an angry 6-year-old right
now. I'm so mad because I literally was like, don't forget the plush. Don't forget to bring the plush. And I forgot him.
Idiot.
Yeah. No, and I'm glad
shame.
I got that.
Shame.
I know. I'm glad I got that plush when I did, because I was literally just looking at eBay.
Did they shoot up in price?
Well, yeah, because, well, there's three different plushes. There's the small one, which I have. There's, like, a bigger one, maybe the size about, I would say, like...
The one as big as me?
Yeah, the one as big as me? Probably about the size of, like, Duffy's body. Like, I'm just trying to look at, like, visuals around.
Well, the good news for you is that I have tons of plush visuals around.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a bigger one that is, like, the most, like, lifelike to the actual Bean Bunny. I think it's from, like, the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, don't worry. I'm about to do my favorite segment, which is Michaela pulls things up on eBay.
Yeah, but that Bean... I've only seen the two...
Bean Bunny.
Because the small Bean Bunny and the big Bean Bunny are the same design. They're both, like, Disney Park exclusive plushes, and I have the little one. Yes, that's the one that I have.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what size that one is. That might be the big one. That might be the little one.
Well, this one's listed for $165.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm glad I got mine when I did, because I, one, got it way before they announced that Muppet Vision was closing, which is, like, was the best way to go with everything, because a lot of the things that I wound up getting post-Muppet Vision closure obviously skyrocketed in price. But I think I only got the plush for like $45, something like that, which is like, you know.
This one's probably the cutest Bean Bunny plush that I've seen. Because usually they make his face fur really weird.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a plush connoisseur.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Have we discussed my dream job?
What is your dream job?
My besides the job that we currently have, my like dream job that I don't think I could ever actually make money from, but I would love to do, is to be, like, to have, like, a stuffed animal museum or be, like, a stuffed animal influencer and photographer.
Mm. Why not do it? What's stopping you?
That's true.
I mean, like really, because like you just make that your second Instagram or whatever, you know?
You're right. And I do have plenty. I mean, we're sitting in my living room where I have at least 100 stuffed animals in eyesight.
Well, and not to mention, if you did it like one plush at a time and posted maybe one or two a week, I mean, you would...
This is well over a year's worth of content in my living room alone.
You don't even have to buy anything new to start
and
off.
And we all know that I will.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. It's like you don't need to buy anything new, but like as things roll in, you're going to be like, all right, I got, you know, have an itemized list of everything.
That's true. And I could be like, Muppets Month, Duffy Month. You're right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, that'll be coming soon. I'll hold you to it. Okay. So, were you looking at the same Bean Bunny plush?
Looking at the pictures. Let's see. A lot of these that are listed as Bean Bunny plush are not Bean. What the heck is this?
That is terrifying. That's a smiley face, a purple smiley face with ears and nubbins and a cute little bow. What is it listed as? Smiley face, bunny, rabbit, purple bean bag. So that's where it is. Bean, that's where it comes from.
Bean bag.
Yeah. It literally...
It's terrifying.
It's not even bunny-like. It's just a smiley face with ears.
Oh, here's a 9-inch bean bunny. This one has weird hair. It's also $175.
Yeah, so then that's the big one. So
one of my favorite podcasts called My Brother, My Brother and Me, I'm sure some of you have heard of it, does a segment called Haunted Doll Watch. And I feel like a lot of these would be good contenders for Haunted Doll Watch.
Possibly. I've only seen that's cute. That's not Bean Bunny.
It's not Bean Bunny, but it's just a very charming.
It looks like it looks very like that.
Doesn't this look like something I would have though?
It looks like something you would have, but also it looks like something that like you find in your grandma's attic and it's like super matted.
Yeah.
So it like skews me out a little bit just for like the health of it. I don't know. I have a weird relationship with plushes because my mom as a kid did not want us to have stuffed animals. She was very like anti stuffed animal for like health concerns, which like understandable being as though that I was a very sick child, but also I think it stemmed from just like her need of like hating clutter. But I only have like a couple of plushes from my childhood.
This one.
Yeah, that's not the tag that's on mine. Mine has an original tag too, but I wish it had that.
This one has a sick like original Muppet Vision tag, like Muppet Vision 3D with Kermit.
Yeah. I think mine has just like an early 2000s Disney World tag. Yeah. But it still has that same, I think it has that same butt tag. Yeah.
This is cute. This is $222.
That's nothing.
Yeah. So you're going to get it for me? Is that what you're saying?
Tune in next week.
Thanks, Joey.
If I find a Bean Bunny that's reasonably priced, I mean, I'll snag it. Because I'm always looking on eBay.
I've only seen these three so far, and the cheapest one was $165.
Well, there's the other Bean Bunny plush that I saw, the one that, like, looks the most like Bean Bunny, I've only seen on eBay, like, once or twice, and I'm pretty sure it was, like, upwards of like, $100 to $150. But I might be able to find a photo of
I found a really ugly Bean Bunny limited edition pin from Easter 2017.
That one.
The coloring is all wrong.
Yeah, he's very like a dark like poo poo brown.
Yeah.
So.
Someone's already selling the Bean Bunny magnet.
Yeah, that was inevitable. Which I'm picking that up today. I will be getting that.
You want to grab two?
Yeah, you can grab two. Obviously, I also need the Joe the Legal Weasel one as well.
Cute.
So with Bean Bunny, what would you say? So Muppet Vision, you said, is your favorite scene, thing that he's in. And then obviously Muppet's Christmas Carol, we have a big connection to that. That's part of our scale of everything. I would say that one of my favorite moments with him, it's a very small one, is from Muppets Tonight, which there's a scene where the elevator doors open. I'll paint you the picture. The elevator doors open, and Johnny Fiamma and Sal Minella come out of the elevator, and Sal's like, "Johnny Fiamma, come in through," and like, you know, doing this whole shtick. And then Bean Bunny is trying to sell Johnny chocolates, and Sal interrupts him and starts like berating him. And then, if my memory serves me right, I think he also hits him, and then he like flies away. And I feel like that's one of those like very small Bean Bunny moments that just shows how like innocent he is. And I also love the follow up to it, because Johnny Fiamma's like, "Hey, why did you do that? He's just a kid. He's just selling chocolates." And like, I think that's really funny. And then I also like in the Jim Henson Hour, he dresses up as a prince. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "I'm Prince Bean."
Yeah.
Bean reminds me in a lot of ways to like Sesame Street characters.
Yes.
Aw,
Bean would have been so cute on Sesame Street.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a almost a kinship to like an Elmo, or I'm trying to think of like a very like that sort of like childlike wonder play.
Bean would be like a little bit older than Elmo.
Right, right. Age wise, yes. Yeah. But like in terms of like the
thematically. Yeah.
Like he feels very similar to like to Elmo, or to like, you know, he's got this very like spirit of play and spirit of just like
That like good. Impy little kid.
Yeah. But I also have, there's a quote from Brian Henson on the Muppet Christmas Carol DVD commentary that says, "Inside the Muppet Company, we love to hate Bean Bunny."
Mm-hmm.
Which, why? Brian, if you're listening, you're wrong. Frank Oz...
What a hot take for us to be like, "Hey, 20 episodes into this podcast, Brian Henson, you're wrong."
Frank Oz once said, "Jim Henson built a character named Bean Bunny so people could think he's cute and take the onus off of the others, but it didn't work. They still thought the others were cute." So I guess the idea of Bean Bunny being the like cute one was like he's supposed to be a shtick, but everybody else also is still, and I would agree with that. Who is a Muppet that you think is cute, but, like, the rest of the world wouldn't?
Scooter.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because I don't think he's cute.
I love Scooter. Look, I have Scooter. Scooter was my first thing. Remember, think back, listeners, to one of the very first episodes of our podcast when we were looking at eBay listings. And I bought Scooter live on air. Remember that?
Yeah.
I love Scooter.
You absolutely did that.
I love Scooter.
Yeah.
I also think that Rizzo is very cute, but I think that the idea of Rizzo isn't supposed to be like cute necessarily, because he's like
He's
kind of a jerk sometimes.
Well, yeah, he's also supposed to be like a dirty New York rat. You know, like that's like his whole, that's like the whole thing.
New York.
Yeah. Try it again.
New York. Joey, I've
Coffee.
Spent this whole week with everybody telling me I'm bad at accents and that my normal New accent York. Is bad.
Peoples is peoples.
Speaking of small Muppets, Pepe, cute?
No. No.
I like Pepe.
I also like Pepe, but I don't think he's cute. I wouldn't, that's not the word that I would use to describe him. I feel like there's like a, like, if you have a spectrum of like cute to not cute, like the one end, Bean Bunny is like arguably the cutest.
Yeah.
And then like the ugliest Muppet will probably like, oh geez, I don't know. That's a, like, because you could maybe argue, like, Sweetums. Or, but like, I feel like there's definitely uglier.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But the thing is, like, when they're ugly on purpose.
Right, right. Like, unintentionally ugly, like, you know who, I feel like there's also, like, the level of, like, they're so ugly that they're cute kind of things, too, or, you know, but, because I would put maybe, like, Frazzle from Sesame Street in that category.
Or, like, I think the Muppet that I have the hardest time looking at is the old Gonzo from Muppet's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
But, like, that's on purpose.
Yes. That was very jarring the first time that I saw that. Maybe that's where the spectrum is like, Bean Bunny all the way creepy old Gonzo. So, I also want to give a quick shout out because Bean Bunny is done by Steve Whitmire, Megan, who is also Malone's Pop on Instagram, she has another Instagram called Whitmire's Fan Club, and they post a ton of clips of, you know, during Rizzo Week, and there's, like, a lot of things about Bean Bunny Week, so a lot of the things that I just mentioned about, like, I had just watched Muppets Tonight in full recently, but the clip of Bean as Prince Bean, I had never seen that. So if you get a chance, definitely go and see that if you're ever looking to just find Bean Bunny clips.
I'm always looking to find Bean Bunny clips.
Yeah. So with that being said, Bean Bunny is one of those characters that, because he was done by Steve, doesn't get used anymore.
Which is so sad.
So I'm just opening the floor for discussion.
I'm gonna say it. Justice for Bean Bunny.
Justice for Bean Bunny. I mean, justice for Steve, but like,
well, yeah,
that's first and foremost
justice for Steve Whitmire. But also justice for Bean Bunny.
Yeah, because I think Bean Bunny would be great in other projects, like, you know, like, that he's just not used in. Like, he's, like, you're, who, we know that Rizzo has been essentially, for lack of a better term, replaced, but, like, replaced with Pepe.
I was gonna say blacklisted. That was the first word that came to my mind.
He's been blacklisted from Hollywood. Rizzo did
Rizzo got into some bad shit.
Unspeakable money laundering for his diner in Hoboken.
And all he did was accidentally leave some change in his pants.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Put him in the washer.
No.
Do you get it?
Yeah, no, you want to explain
money laundering?
Money laundering, yeah.
I think that's what Rizzo would think money laundering was.
No.
Rizzo would know what real money laundering was. Gonzo would be like, oh man, I've done that. I put my pants in the laundry with a bunch of dollar bills.
Yeah, or Pepe would be like, I don't know what the problem is, okay? Like he's just like...
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Do it again.
I don't know what the problem is, okay? but what would you... This is a two-part question. Who would you say has replaced Bean Bunny as, like, the icon of cute, if there is one? And what project post-Steve's departure from Muppet Studios would you have liked to have seen Bean in?
Ooh. I mean, as far as cuteness, I don't really think that he's been replaced because there really hasn't, I don't think, been as much of a focus on, like, the smaller, like, side characters
right.
in a lot of the projects. Like, the ones that I'm thinking of immediately are, like, Muppet's Haunted Mansion had a lot of, like, a lot of ensemble cast and stuff.
Right.
And I do think Bean would have had a really good spot in there somewhere. It would have been funny. You know how they, in Muppet's Haunted Mansion, leaned a lot into, like, wink, wink, this is the ride, and they had, like, the ride spiel and whatever.
Yeah.
Wouldn't find it have been, like, in a ride vehicle or, like, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, more of that fourth wall breaking. Also, a trick question. Bean everywhere. Bean gets his own show.
The Bean Bunny Show would be a very cute, like, YouTube series. Like,
yeah.
Missed opportunity if they hadn't done that, but...
Or, like, why can't I remember the name of it? The one that they, the very brief series that they did that was, like, the web series on Disney Plus.
Muppets Now?
Yeah. Like, he could have had a segment on there, and it would have been cute. The segment that he would have had on there, you know, on TikTok, then maybe you probably don't get these, but I do all the time. It's the guy that interviews kids, like, Recess Therapy, I think,
yeah.
is the channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him.
Bean would have been one of the kids on that.
That would have been cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would have been so cute, like that kind of thing, like a Bean segment with that. Or even like just in social media. I feel like a lot of what the Muppets have become is just like marketing.
Yeah.
In recent years, which is unfortunate. And I think that that would be a good place for them to be like, aha.
Yeah. It's hard for me to like, there are certain Muppets that you know are just like, a product of their time.
Yeah.
You know, or like they're like just like a time capsule in like whether it's because of like they weren't as popular or they were only used for one project. Like or they're just like somebody like Digit from the Jim Henson Hour, like very just like isolated, like used for this like one period of time,
mm-hmm.
one or two extra projects, you know, kind of thing like that. Clifford's another one of those,
yeah.
like very, well, very
yeah.
like, and so I can't think of Bean Bunny, and especially Rizzo. Like, I can't think of Rizzo as that because it's just like they're so, such a staple to the Muppets canon.
Yeah. I would also argue Rizzo more than Bean, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that, like, out of any, like, I don't think Rizzo is technically considered retired, quote-unquote, because they're still
mm-hmm.
using him, but, like, he's, you know, I can't imagine that they're going to use him again, and I don't, and I would love for them to use them, whether that's, you know, trying to work out something with Steve or to, you know, get somebody that sounds like Rizzo to play Rizzo,
mm-hmm.
but... I don't know. I don't want that. I don't want that to be the I don't want the Muppets ABC show to be the last thing that Rizzo's really like.
Yeah.
You know, a part of. Not to say that that show isn't good because it is, and it should deserve.
Like that show.
Yeah, I think it deserves more love than it got.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that like a lot of these characters. You know, this is a very Bean-focused conversation, but I think this is a broader scope of not just Steve, but, like, you know, Kevin Clash's characters or, you know, some of the retired, you know, characters just over the years that are just haven't really worked out. I just wish that there was a way to make them work out.
Yeah, it would be cool. A show where, like, there's no Kermit, there's no Fozzie, Gonzo, Piggy, Animal,
yeah.
whatever, but it is just, like... The sidekicks, almost.
Mm.
I don't know really what the format would be, but wouldn't it be fun to have a show where it is, like, Pepe, Rizzo, Bean, you know, and more of those, like, kind of background guys, like,
yeah.
hey, we're still here.
And, you know, I think that's kind of why I love Muppets Tonight as much as I did when I watched it,
yeah.
was because, like, Kermit and Piggy, they're in it, and out of all, and, you know, they have their, like, moments, but really,
yeah.
like, Clifford's your host, Bobo the Bear
mm-hmm.
is your security guard,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of focus on, like, Johnny Fiamma and Sal, there's a lot of focus on, Nigel is, like, he looks like one of those snakes on the string
yeah.
from the zoo, you know, he kind of looks like a big version of that. Like, I mean, like,
yeah.
it's a lot of these, and that's also, like, Rizzo's, you know, premiere, that's Pepe, and Pepe had a side, you know, sidekick, but it was sort of like an equal partnership with Seymour the Elephant, so a lot of these characters that were just, like, brand new and or, like,
mm-hmm.
newer to, they, or they, because they were on the Jim Henson Hour or whatever, So I wish that there was, like, I think that's what would make the most sense, would be to do a show like that in, like, the modern era. And I think that's why we've talked about this before with Muppets Now, that, like, all they need to do is just a modern version of the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Create new characters, bring in old ones, bring in characters that they don't usually use.
I feel like there are so many celebrities nowadays that would love that too. Like, could you imagine Lady Gaga doing the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
She would love that.
Well, I mean, she did the
Well, yeah.
What was, I don't even remember what that was. Was that promotion for one of her albums, or was that a special that they did?
I think it was a special.
Yeah. But I just want justice for Bean Bunny.
Justice for Bean Bunny.
I think that's the overarching. It's not just justice for Bean Bunny, but it's justice for all Muppets.
Yeah.
Big or small.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember when those people stole Buzzy from Cranium Command?
Yes, I remember that.
Do you think we could do that with Bean?
No, for multiple reasons. I think the first and obvious reason is that we like our jobs.
Yeah.
But the second reason is that I, logistically, where he is, I feel like it would be very difficult to get to him.
Mm.
I don't know what the backstage of everything looks like in terms of how to get up on those platforms, but also, even if you got up there, I feel like it would be difficult to rip him out.
Do you think I could at least kiss him on the forehead?
With a really tall ladder? Yes.
Hmm. It also just occurred to me that all the penguins are also going to go away.
Yes. They are going to go away.
I love the penguins.
I also love the penguins. I hope that the penguins also get their time to shine. Justice for the penguins.
It is
interesting to think about in terms of, like, where is all this stuff gonna go, and, like, are they going to
build new ones, do we think?
No, if anything, some of it, I would imagine that some of it's gonna get repurposed for the Rock and Roller Coaster thing, possibly.
Do you think Bean's gonna say, how about some backstage passes? Do we think anybody's gonna say, how about some backstage passes, just as, like, a little nod?
They could. They might. If there's one thing that stays, it would either be that line or the idea of it still being G-Force Records.
Do you think somebody's gonna do the band hand thing?
No. I don't think so, especially with them editing out. It would be a little funny. I also think, too, that, like, if I had to imagine what this is going to look like, is that they're gonna take out the, like, actual band memorabilia and replace that all with, like, Electric Mayhem and, like, some other Muppet stuff.
I hope that the queue looks very similar to the pre-show room for Muppet Vision.
Yeah.
I hope it's very similar energy.
Right. And then when you go in, you're going to go into the same studio room, and instead of it being Aerosmith, it's going to be the Electric Mayhem, and it's going to be an actual film, like, they're there kind of thing. And then I would imagine that they're going to make a lot of, like, changes to be less like you're behind the scenes of, you know, of, like, it's like a seedy, alleyway vibes kind of thing.
It'd be really funny if it was Sesame Street.
You just go in and it is Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really funny. I think this is so off topic, but Sesame Street is looking for somebody to buy them. I would not be shocked if Disney tries to throw their hat in the ring to buy it. Because, like, my own personal opinions, and I don't know if you share this, is that, like, I don't think Sesame Street should be owned in terms of, like, the, like, actual show. Like, it should be, like, a PBS. Like, it should be, like, a nationally, like, funded thing because, like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously I understand with everything that's going on in the world, like, what it's...
I think that they should be privately funded by people with good intentions.
Right. And I think that the only...
But not a big company like HBO or Nickelodeon or Disney.
Yeah. But if you had to, like, choose the lesser of
any... If I had to choose any of those, it would be Disney.
Yeah. And I think that that would be really cool because then you can sort of have this, like, the synergy again. Yes.
Joey.
Yes, you in the back.
Did you see the TikTok the other day where Cookie Monster and Elmo opened a package from Bluey?
I did see that, yes. Yeah.
I did send it to you. Now that I'm thinking about it, I know you saw it because I sent it to you. Because I started crying, and then I went, Joey would love this.
Yeah, no, I think that, like, I think that's a good sign of like, the partnership.
I also
think, too, that we saw the, like, you know, all three subsects of Henson working together for that video that they did last year for Jim's birthday. So, you know, I thought that was a good sign for you know, corporate synergy, if you will.
But I also really love, so in this hypothetical world where Disney buys Sesame Street, what happens to, like, Sesame Place and the Sesame Street land within SeaWorld? Because those are so good.
Well, this is the tricky part of that. Because I think that similarly to how Marvel can be in Islands of Adventure,
and, like, Simpsons and stuff.
Yeah, that, like, Disney would license out that contract. And I think Sesame Place, both in the Philadelphia area and in California, I think those are easy fixes. I think that's just, like, okay, Disney now has two other theme parks that they maybe are able to buy out from the Anheuser-Busch company, mm-hmm. right? The SeaWorld lands, however, I wouldn't be shocked if that becomes, like, if that were the case, that would become, like, some sort of leasing agreement that whatever the contract's up, and then SeaWorld either needs to just, like, pay up,
mm-hmm.
or they lose those areas. But I don't know. And then you get also into the conversation of, like Sesame Street is in the Universal parks in Japan, so...
I need to go there because they have... Universal in Japan has three of my favorite things. They've got Sesame Street, they have Snoopy, and they have Pokemon. Why am I not there? And also in Japan, that's where Disney has Duffy and Friends.
Yeah.
I need to go there.
Yeah.
I want to go to there.
I also want to go to there. I want to see all of that. Those are very high on my theme park bucket list, is a lot of the
I think the four
Japan
of us
ones.
Should just go.
I think that'd be a great idea. I think we should.
Okay.
We'll look into it. Because we have so many friends that have gone. It's not cheap by any means, but it can't be as expensive as I'm, like, making out to be in my head.
And if we all start planning now.
Then we could easily do it within, like...
3 to 4 years.
I was going to say, like, 3 years. So, all right, well...
That'd be so cute.
Things that we have planned on this podcast that our partners don't know about yet is our inevitable trip to Japan and your new Instagram endeavors.
Yeah.
So,
and that's just today's podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we're making strides. Who knows what next podcast is going to have in store for everybody.
We're both very lucky to have partners that are just like, and what ridiculous thing have the two of you thought of today?
That's true. Yeah. We like to, we dream big. We're very blue sky individuals.
We're very blue sky individuals who are very lucky to have partners who are like, but did you think about how expensive that is, or what kind of time off situation we have, or
that's
any of the real world logistics of this?
That's very true. And sometimes we just enact, more so me, we just do,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, but hear me out, I already did it. So
I just plan a lot of fake vacations and then get a lot of Kayak notifications that are like, the prices are dropping for your Anaheim trip. The prices are going up for your Paris trip. The prices are blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, oh, I hate getting these emails. And then I make another fake trip on Kayak.
Yeah.
But I never actually purchase anything.
Yeah. I would definitely, I would love to. Tokyo's like, out of all the Disney parks, that's the highest on my
list.
Oh,
for sure.
But, okay, so we are coming up towards the tail end of our episode.
The bunny tail end?
The bunny tail end. I couldn't think of a bunny pun. I was trying to think of something.
Does that make you hopping mad, Joey?
I think that made my stomach upset. Did you hear my tummy? Yeah. Did you hear my tummy growl? What? Final thoughts on Bean Bunny. What do you hope for Bean Bunny Week? What do you hope for the future of Bean Bunny?
I hope that Bean Bunny Week inspires children everywhere to beg their parents to do the important thing and call their senators and call their representatives. And say, hey, the world's going to you know what would help? A little Muppet Bunny.
the nonpartisan bill of the Bean Bunny Act that's just, hey, how about a little Bean Bunny?
Yeah. How about a little Bean Bunny in these trying times? May I offer you a little Bean Bunny in these troubling times?
It's very, very m'lady of you.
M'lady? My bunny?
Shout out to our friend Miracle.
Just always.
But I think that in the same vein, I think with everything that Disney owns, right, whether it's Star Wars, whether it's Marvel, whether it's the Muppets, that the hope, you sort of have to compartmentalize this, but it's like, there's two sides to the coin where it's like, yes, this is for children, this is for families, but then it's also like you want to make sure that you're not isolating people, that it is just for kids, just for families. And
yeah.
I think that a big part of that is also making sure that like you never forget where you came from. You never forget what had been done in the past. And I think that like Bean, like Rizzo, like all these other characters that Steve made or originated, that it's like, don't lose sight of what made us fall in love with the Muppets in the first place.
It all started with a frog.
It all started with a frog.
Where you were going with this.
That's kind of the sentiment of everything. Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, right? It's like that's what they always say. It's like it all started with a mouse, right?
Sentimentality of it cannot stop with just Mickey. You have to apply that to everything because all of these other brands that are being absorbed are equally important to people in different ways.
Yeah.
So like the Muppets, there are people that hold Kermit, Bean, Fozzie, everybody to a higher standard than Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, you know?
Right.
Or people that hold, you know, Luke, Leia, Vader,
right,
to a higher, you know? It's just, let's share the love and
right,
share that, like, reverence for the product and for the...
Right.
For where we've been.
And I'm not asking for fan service, and I'm not asking for, like, anything that's, like, it's like, okay, well,
Bean Bunny to come tuck me in at night. If I don't get a kiss on the forehead, get to kiss Bean Bunny on the forehead.
Yeah.
Where are my kisses? This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I just think that I don't want the Muppets to just be relegated to just being like you said, right? They're just like in the booking.com commercial. They
yeah,
are just like, and,
or just
and
like,
we just see Kermit, we just see Gonzo, and we,
yeah,
you know, and then I want them to remember that like what makes the Muppets is the ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
What makes the Muppets,
it's a family.
It's the family. It's literally
yeah,
what I was about to say, right? It's like it is the unit that is the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
Kermit is not just the Muppets. So I think that's the biggest takeaway.
And they don't have, you know, I was just going back to, like, comparing to, like, the Mickey and everybody kind of thing, it's very common to break down the Disney characters into, like, the Fab Five, the Sensational Six.
Right.
The Muppets, we've tried to kind of, like, who would be the Fab Five? Who would, like, we've tried that before, and you can't. Because everybody has a different opinion of, like, oh, I actually think that Animal would be included in this. Oh, I actually think it would be Sam Eagle instead, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there's no defined, like, everybody knows that the Fab Five is.
The only argument that you can truly make is that there is a active trio.
Yeah.
In Kermit, Gonzo, and Fozzie. That's mm-hmm. just natural. And then you can throw Miss Piggy in there. And then anything, like you said, right? Anything beyond that is, like, just based on personal
and
opinion.
And who you like better. Yeah.
Right. So, but.
But once you stop using Bean and Pepe and Rizzo and Sam and Scooter and, you know.
Yeah.
There's no world building.
And you have so many talented Muppet performers. Again, love Steve. Wish that we could find a way to get him back. And I know that there's, like, obviously behind the scenes stuff that, like, we all don't know about and X, Y, and Z. But, like, you have so many talented Muppet performers like Matt Vogel, like Bill Beretta, that, like, you could find a way to incorporate these characters. And I know that there's probably some sort of, like, element of, like, you know, whether it's from the Disney company, whether it's from, like, I personally can't take this over, it wouldn't feel right. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know where the lines blur with all that, but, like, I just think that this would be a missed opportunity for the Muppets to not have the characters that we've been celebrating.
Yeah.
So, because we're now halfway into the celebration, these magnets, and you know, not many of them are ones that are consistent heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of finding just, like, a blip in time to celebrate them, bring them around.
Yeah.
Always. So.
And that really brings us back to the main point of this whole podcast,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course,
justice
for
Bean
Bunny.
Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny.
My neighbors hate us.
But that last Bean Bunny came out a little bit like Big Mean Carl. But, okay, so this is our semi-introspective. It was more opinion-based piece about Bean Bunny, but we hope you enjoyed
it. We're just venting about how much.
Well, yeah, I mean that's
Bunny,
that was
what a podcast is.
Yeah, that's why you listen to us, right?
Yeah.
So that for our opinions.
Yeah.
But thank you for listening. Thank you for
supporting Bean Bunny.
Yeah, thank you for making Bean Bunny feel seen and loved, because that's what he deserves. He's one of our favorites, and we hope that he's one of your favorites. And keep staying in touch. Follow us on socials, on Instagram, at Lovers Dreamers Podcast. Follow my Muppets Instagram, at Joey Muppets Love.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say follow my mom, and I'm like, I don't know that she would like that very much, actually.
Follow us on Facebook, the Lovers and Dreamers the Podcast.
TikTok.
So
we need to film another silly TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put clips when we do our video ones. Well,
yeah. So, and if there's anything else that you want to, you know, hear from us, anything, ideas, anybody who is, you know, wants to talk about Bean Bunny, we will absolutely have you on to
Do
chat.
You know Steve Whitmire?
if we could get... I go to New Jersey to meet him, and I say, "Hey, you want to be on my podcast? You want to be on our podcast?"
We have, like, six listeners, and two of them are our moms. But
thank you for all the support, and we will see you on the next episode.
Yay! Bean Bunny.
Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bean Bunny. Bunny. I'm gonna eat a bunny. I'm Carl. nom, 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 nom.
Carl, we work with.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, God.
We work with this guy named Carl, and he's so cute and unassuming.
Oh my gosh. Are you saying that Big Mean Carl is not cute and unassuming?
I think Big Mean Carl could eat Carl that we know.
Probably. Okay. I think it's time.
The Lovers, the Dreamers, the podcast has no affiliation with the Muppet Studio LLC or the Walt Disney Company.
The views stated by the participants are theirs alone and do not represent the organizations or companies they happen to work for or be a subsidiary of.
Thanks for listening, and you'll hear us next week.